How's your girl, man?
She left me.
Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
And my dad got deported.
I'm never gonna financially recover from this.
Put my stuff in Jell-O again.
I did not sleep for 1 second last night, and I cracked the bottom of the toilet. My
life. F My Life is brought to you by
Papa Joe's Smoke Shop, Virginia's largest selection of American and locally made bongs and glass pipes. Visit PapaJoesVB.com. Papa Joe's Smoke Shop, where everybody smokes happy.
Thank you, Papa Joe's. You know what just occurred to me is the smoke shops, the area smoke shops, no problem finding employees.
No, not
none
so much.
None whatsoever.
Not so much.
There's a line to work there. Fantastic. Thank you, Papa Joe's. F My Life is a website where people post the daily slights that happen in their lives, and then they ask for your input. Do you think that their lives are truly effed up, or do you think they somehow deserve this? So let's roll through a few of these. Today, over the past 48 hours, my husband has ignored a dog with a broken leg because, quote, it's not our dog, so it's not our problem. He also ignored a young lost boy crying for his mother at the Aldi's. Because, quote, he's not our son, so who cares?
Oh, my God!
I think I need a divorce.
You think you do?
F my life.
Wow, what kind of sociopath did you
monster, yeah.
marry?
Yeah,
yeah. I'm with you. Hey, I got stuff to do.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Let the little kid find his own mother.
Dexter and the missus over here.
Yeah, really. Today, I hit a new low in my financial troubles. When I left my work to retrieve 25 cents after seeing someone drop it across the street.
That is,
Oh, man.
Wow.
I mean, I'll pick up a quarter if I'm walking by.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not going out of my way.
You're looking out the window and you see somebody drop a coin, so you run outside and cross a street to get to the coin.
It's shiny. Yeah.
I remember we interviewed Tony Stewart on the air one time, and you asked him what's the least amount of money you'd bend down to pick up if you found it on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said a penny.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, I don't care if you laugh. It's a penny. I'm taking it.
Hey, if I'm walking past it, I'll pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
If somebody drops a penny across the street, that penny's going to go to a good home one day.
Yeah.
Probably not me. Today I got an email from a colleague with a picture in it of poop smeared across the toilet seat. The email said, not pointing fingers, but I left you out of the last email. I have a condition and I pee a lot, so I use the toilet a lot. Now everyone at work thinks I'm the one that did this. They took a picture of the dirty toilet seat and circulated it amongst the colleagues, like, clean up after yourself. Who did this?
Well, first of all, yes, whoever you are, you monster.
Yeah.
But that's unfair.
Yeah. Well, it is.
Today, my wife told me to stop talking about my depression in case the neighbors hear me and think she's a bad wife for not keeping me happy.
Wow, somebody else needs a divorce.
Wow, man.
That's...
Damn, dude.
Dude, I don't give a...
These people are cold.
I don't give an S what the neighbors think.
Today, my college bang buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today, my college bang buddy started sending my wife our dirty chats from long ago.
Oh, no.
Not only have I not spoken to her in years, but the logs of our chats are time and date stamped from when Obama was still president. She's never met my wife. I have no idea what she hopes to get out of doing this. F my life.
Wow, dude.
The downside here is you've literally done nothing wrong.
No.
This was back in the day.
But she all of a sudden feels like you took advantage of her or something.
Yeah.
There's some.
Well, and the wife, while consciously...
Yeah, or she's miserable and you're happy and she doesn't like it.
And even in a bang buddy situation, one person likes the other one better than the other.
Usually.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. Well, and your wife, while she may actively know that you're not doing anything at this moment... She's still going to be bothered by it.
Yeah.
Let's just say there is a description in here of, like, your best move.
And you've not
performed it. A move that your wife loves.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Or that you've not performed. Okay, maybe I'll go there.
Right. She's
either way.
Hey, page 3, why don't we do this?
Either way.
Or a thing that she thought that only you and her
were
doing.
Well, if it was something I performed, I would say, all right, well, first of all, honey, you need to write this woman back. Write her a thank you note because I perfected it for you.
Yeah, I had to learn it.
By practicing on her.
This is very good.
Yes. So she should get a thank you note from you. Everybody needs to calm down.
Maybe get her an edible arrangement while you're at it.
Yes.
Edible being the key word.
Yes.
Lots of...
A lot of eating going on.
A lot of bananas.
So, honey, calm down.
A lot of kiwis and peaches.
Yes. Yeah, calm down, honey.
Yeah, that phrase works a lot. Today, I posted bail for my mom from jail. She did a hit and run and then resisted arrest.
Oh, my gosh.
When I asked her why she didn't stay at the scene, she said very unapologetically, I was going to be late to church. That is apparently... reason to leave the scene of an accident.
Well, I mean, who are you more worried about, the police or God?
True. Today, my drunk neighbor could not get into his apartment and thought it would be a good idea to poop in our yard. He left a pile of his droppings under our window and stained napkins all over the lawn.
So he was able to poop back there and he had napkins.
Apparently found some napkins.
Wow.
Yeah. Woke up with an itchy butt.
If I know for sure it is the neighbor, guess who's pooping on that neighbor's lawn and in his driveway for the next year?
Yes. If I know anything about you, it's
coming back to get you.
Yeah, you would never.
Yeah.
Yeah, about a year from now when everything's calmed down.
Yep. When I have plausible deniability.
That's right.
I have no idea what happened. That was a year ago. I haven't even thought about that.
Hire in a street person to fix your yard. Today, I had been bi-curious for years, but always much too shy to seek out a woman to attempt intimacy. Well, I finally hooked up with a girl that I had a crush on for a while. Not only was it amazing, a mind-blowing experience, she also left me with a crotch-searing infection from hell. F my life.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Hey, you know what? Mm. The first scissor ever.
They always say don't run with scissors.
That's exactly right. They cut both ways,
that's
man.
That's right. Let's take it slow.
Today, my cat vomited down a heater vent. It went very far. I'm not sure I got all of it. I guess I'll find out this winter. F my life.
The first time you kick it on.
It already smells to begin with the first time you kick it on. Now you've got
going to heat up some cat vomit.
Why are my eyes burning?
Smells like dust-covered cat vomit.
Yeah.
That's what it smells like.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
Finally this. Today, my boss asked me to call his new phone to make sure that it was working. When his phone didn't ring, he looked over at my phone to confirm that that was the right number. He saw that in my phone book, he's known as Douchebag. On the screen, calling Douchebag. F my life. By the way, you deserve that one.
Yeah.
Cat vomit, not so much, but that one you deserve.